Hi everyone, my name is Sheikha Tokhaye. I'm from occupied territories under the governing and the occupation of the Morocco. I'm 34 years living and growing up in the occupied territories, especially from city called Boujdour City, and we call it occupied Boujdour City. It's between the capital of Laayoune and Dakhla, because we have just four cities in the occupied territories, and we are under occupation since 1975 from Morocco, when Morocco invaded our homeland and separated our people in two parts, a part in the refugee camps in the south of Algeria and another under occupation of Morocco. Living in the occupied territories, it's really hard, because since the beginning, since what we call the Black March that Morocco invited us during that time, trying to isolate our people. They practiced all kind of violations of human rights, tortured against the humanity, actually. We are suffering 5 decades under occupations. The beginning, it was actually military resistance, and after that, to the peaceful process, we are waiting referendums since 1991, and nothing happened, actually. And there is a UN mission there called MINURSO, and nothing happened. We will wait just 6 months to vote for referendum. And since 1991, Morocco playing on the time, postponing and postponing every year, postponing, and nothing actually happened. As a Sahrawi youth in occupied territories, it's really hard to live, because we don't have universities, we don't have hospitals. If you want to study university, like in my situation, after getting your baccalaureate, you need to travel to a Moroccan city, even though it's very far away, and you are not allowed to choose what you want to study. Because for the Sahrawi who live in actually in occupied territories, you are not allowed to choose what you want to study. For example, in my situation, I want to continue after to get my bachelor, to have a master's degree. But as an activist and making a lot of demonstrations in universities, because I saw what's happening to my people, I'm not allowed to continue my study. If you apply for that, they will refuse you immediately. About the situation of the other people in occupied territories, they are suffering, you know. As people, for example, I'm talking to the German people right now via this radio. If you are want to visit the Morocco, because Morocco is popular, tourism, things like that, but under the ground, we are suffering. If you want to report about our situation and to visit the land, the occupied territories, they will kick you out. It happened actually to many delegations before, from Norway, from Sweden, from Spain, from everywhere, you know, because they know that you will show the ugly face of occupations. Also, on another hand, our natural resources, it becomes like a curse or a bad luck for us. I wish deeply not to have these riches, because that's why make other countries want to invite us. For example, the foreign countries, they hide their logos and their names and smuggling our natural resources. And give the Morocco the ability to continue this occupation. And that's why I want to talk to everyone free around the world to stop these companies from smuggling our phosphate, our natural resources, our fisheries, everything. The European Court mentioned that's Western Sahara and Morocco are separated, not the same country, but they keep using it. Because Morocco right now, when they get the product from occupied territories or Western Sahara, they took it from that place to the Moroccan cities and changing the labels. This is what we, and as a Sahrawi people, we are not benefiting from anything, actually, totally. And also, this is belong to the Sahrawi. UN mentioned that in their annual reports and everything, they should benefit from their natural resources, but nothing actually happened at all. But we wish to bring more attention to this cause and talk about it and spread it and bring the rights for the victims, actually. You see, Sahrawi women, activists suffer a lot. They beaten them, they raped them, and we have a lot of stories, you know. Especially, you can see the situation of Sultana Khaya and Al-Ghalia Jimmy and all that activists are suffering, you know. Because they for example, when we're talking about the Sahrawi women, they rided on their houses during the night. It's a kind of, you know, which is I can't explain it. And they throw poisoned substances on their houses, like what's happened in Palestine or in the West Bank, using the that's way of when they want to steal a house from a Palestinian person, they throw these toxic substances on their houses. Because you can't smell that substances with in that house. That's the same thing happened actually in Western Sahara. I hope to bring more attention. And also I have another point, which is these foreign companies that working with Morocco in Western Sahara in a renewable energy like Siemens Gamesa or Enel, the Italian company, this actually they think that it's allowed to work, but they didn't take the consonants of the Sahara. They work with the monarchy and the regime of Morocco and give the chance to continue these occupations. And this is actually a horrible thing. That's why I want from all the people to push and make this company stop from doing that, you know. Because this windmill built on a land belonged to nomadic people. They kicked them out. They didn't take or give a chance to them, you know, and they don't let them, because that's their land. Belong to animals, to nomadic people, when they are making their farms, and now they built a windmill, and that's not actually environment friendly, actually. I hope from all the people to show support to the Sahrawi people, because we are the last colony in Africa, and I wish to show support and bring more attention to these victims. And we still stick to the peaceful process, which is we want to referendum. We want independence. This is the voice of all the Sahrawi people, actually. Not I'm talking about as a person. We think that it's the time to bring the right for the Sahrawi people. And thank you so much.